She stole a Bible. There was a young girl named Karen Christie, and she used to travel around the country with her mother, who was an artist. And like many teenagers, she decided it would be smart to steal a Bible from the bedside in the hotel room they were staying. But she took it home, and there she hid it on the shelf in her bedroom. Well, a few years later, Carrie went off to college. And while in college, she joined a Bible study there. And of course, she got a new Bible while she was in college so she could have the Bible study. Well, by and by, her mother came down with a type of cancer, and Carrie went home to be with her mother and visit with her. And she said, "You know, Mom, while I was at school, I joined a Bible study, and there are some verses that I think would be quite comforting to you if I shared them with you." And so, but she said, "I forgot my Bible." Her mother said, "Carrie, I was cleaning your room and your closet. I believe there's a Bible on the shelf in your closet." And so she went in and she pulled down that Bible and she began to share with her mother some of the comforting verses that we can find in the scriptures. Through her Bible reading and getting her mother to read the Bible, her mother accepted Christ, all because of a stolen Bible from a hotel or motel. We don't know what God's intentions are, and we as Gideons don't condone stealing, but that's one instance where it gave results. Now, I know you've had Gideons here before because I was here 10 years ago, and when Gideons go out to speak, we are always to tell you who the Gideons are. So I'll try not to bore you with it, but we Gideons are Christian business and professional men. We believe in the Bible as the inspired word of God. We believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as the eternal Son of God, and he is our personal Savior. We are members of a Protestant or an evangelical church. We are international in scope. We are now in over 200 countries around the world. And we distribute God's word. I think the last count I heard was in 107 languages. And that is so that the natives are able to read God's word in a tongue that they are used to. Now, it was in the former Soviet Union that the Gideons went to make a distribution. Now, I always say when I tell about this testimony is God has a sense of humor, and I think we forget that sometimes, but he does. And there was this prisoner in this cell in the former Soviet Union who didn't want to have a thing to do with God, didn't want to hear the word Jesus. And he got placed in a cell where a prior inmate had torn the pages out of a scripture and pasted them on the wall so that no matter where this man looked except out through the bars, he's had God's word in front of him. Well, when the Gideons came in there to make a distribution, this prisoner said, "Could you tell me more about this Jesus that's written of on these pages?" And so they shared with him about how Christ had come and had died for you and me and for that prisoner. There was a man named Mr. Jewell who was about 82 years old, and there had been a distribution at the school. Now, we don't get into schools very often, so we do them on the sidewalk, and we are, as Gideons, we're color coordinated. We have different colors for different distributions. And this happens to be an orange one. Well, Mr. Jewell noticed that out on his porch roof was an orange testament that some child had received on the sidewalk when he got out of school and then threw it away, tossed it up on his roof. Well, Mr. Jewell had accepted Christ at a young age, but he was a backslider, and he hadn't been reading his Bible. He hadn't been going to church, but he recognized that that was a scripture. And so he got his ladder. Mr. Jewell reminds me of my grandfather, who lived into his 80s and had a ladder, which I now have, and it's a rickety one of those wooden ones that's got more play in it than, you know, I can move along a certain number of feet without getting down if I just shake the ladder when I'm up there. But Mr. Jewell got his ladder, and he crawled up, and he got that testament. And he began to reminisce about Christ, about his younger days. And although the print was very small, he could be seen sitting at his kitchen table reading that little orange testament that he had pulled down that some child had thrown away. And I imagine that he probably had to use, unless he had real good glasses, probably had to use a magnifying glass because the print in these scriptures is quite small. But he was rejuvenated in his spirit because of a testament that a child had discarded. There was a little village where a young girl named Seema lived, and there were a lot of devil worshipers in her village. The Gideons came by the high school there, and they distributed testaments, and it would have been a little red testament like this. And the leaders of the community collected their scriptures. So many of the children turned their scriptures into the leaders, and they burned them. But Seema didn't burn hers. She hid hers, and she went home, and she began to read. You know, so often, especially with children and even with me, you tell me not to do something and I'm going to do it because my curiosity is piqued. So she was reading this scripture and she came to know Christ and she began to pray for her mother. Finally, she got up enough courage to go to her mother and say, "Mom, you know, when we had this distribution at school, I hid a testament, and I've been praying for you that you might come to know this Jesus Christ as I now know him." Do you know what her mother's answer was? "Seema, I have been secretly praying for you that you might know Jesus." Now, it was during the first war, the first Gulf War, that the military, there was 130 degrees, no music, no movies, no TV, no electricity, and no mail for the first month that the servicemen were in Saudi Arabia. And you know, when I think about it today, that situation in the Mideast hasn't changed much, has it? Men and women were obviously aware that war was imminent. They were concerned about the tanks, the Iraqi elite, the Scud missiles, and the chemical warfare. Soldiers began thinking in depth about their situation. They asked for some Christian reading materials, and a large supply of Gideon testaments was rapidly distributed. Except for the rest periods and worship services, they worked 7 days a week. Soon large numbers began to attend every chapel service. Bible studies were started, and the Holy Spirit began to move. By the time the troops were moved to within 4 miles of the Iraqi border, the Holy Spirit had touched many hearts, and they were saved. And then they wanted to be baptized. Well, with no water that one would normally think about, but they talked with their chaplain, and he was very diligent. So what he did, he found a supply of water. We called them water buffaloes when I was in the service. They'd haul them on behind the 2.5-ton trucks and pull these water buffalo. And then they found a survival raft somewhere, and they took that survival raft. They dug a pit, they put the survival raft in it, took the 1,200 gallons of water, and there they formed a baptismal font. The first day, 30 soldiers were baptized. And eventually they lost count as the numbers grew daily. Every time the 3rd Brigade stopped in the desert, more and more would be baptized. So in Saudi Arabia, in the desert, many found eternal life through Jesus Christ. And it was because of a testament such as this that was distributed to the various soldiers. And we do them in camouflage. Back when I was in the service, the camouflage testaments were olive drab, we called it, green, because of the Vietnam jungle. So that's the type of testaments. Now, in the Mideast, because of that war, we distribute camouflage such as this. There was a distribution a few years ago up at the Washingtonville School of Nursing. And this is a testimony that comes a little closer to home, because there was a young girl that received a testament that day named Melissa. And she knew a Gideon from the Columbia County camp named Jack Lewis. And she wrote to Jack, and she said, "You know, the day that you Gideons came in to make a distribution, we were having tests." And she said, "I was really uptight and nervous. But when you folks came in and gave us these testaments, these nurse testaments," she said, "my heart was touched, and a calmness came over me." She said, "and a peace that I hadn't felt that day." And the rest of the day and the tests went fine. I don't like to give you a lot of statistics, but it took the Gideons 93 years to distribute our first 1 billion testaments. It only took 14 years for the 2nd billion. And we're working on the 3rd billion, and I'm not sure how many years that's going to be. Now, to me, a billion is a number that I can't comprehend. But I do know that it's like every 4.5 days that 1 million scriptures are distributed around the world. Some of the places that we are distributing testaments locally, as we go to the fairs, and that's where we give these orange ones out, there were more than 6,000, actually 6,700 plus scriptures distributed at Penn State main campus back in September of last year. There was a distribution at Lehigh University. I don't know the numbers there. At the Allentown Fair, there were almost 1,700 scriptures. Our camp, what's called the Northumberland West Camp, goes to the Montour de Long Fair. And we also go out to the little fair that Northumberland County has, where we distributed about 150. The Bloomsburg Fair is the big fair in the area, and the Gideons from all over this area, the Snyder County Camp, the two camps in Northumberland County, and many others gather there. And last year we distributed 6,900 scriptures there. It's such a joy to ask someone, "Have you met my best friend?" and give them a testament. You may ask, well, what can we do to help the Gideons? The most important thing you can do is pray for the Gideons. Not only pray for the Gideons, but pray for Christians all around the world that they might have the freedoms that we have to distribute God's word. Hasn't been too long ago that some Gideons in India were put in jail for 2 weeks because they were making a distribution. They went right back out and distributed more once they got out. So pray for the persecuted Christians and the persecuted Gideons. Second, there may be a potential member within this congregation. Now, my friend Bob Apple tells me that there are some business and professional men in this congregation that would be eligible to be Gideons. So if there are any professional and businessmen and professional men, and that includes professional farmers, and we've got some others, things that if you have a degree from colleges, you might be eligible. So you can see me afterwards or get a hold of Bob Apple or someone else in the Gideons, and they'll provide you an application. And the qualifications are those things that I mentioned. You have to believe in the Bible as the inspired word of God, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as the eternal Son of God, and have accepted him as a Savior and be a member of a church. And one of the first things on the applications, it asks you, do you believe in the lake of fire? Because if you don't, you don't really believe to be qualified for a Gideon. Thirdly, you have opportunities to give to the Gideons. You have a card rack in the back where you can send cards to individuals that we have cards in memory. We have cards thinking of you, and for some reason I closed them up in my case, I believe. I don't see them out here, but they're in a rack out there in your vestibule, and here's one that says, on your special day, and you can take and you can send the card to the individual that you want. You can put inside how many you are providing. One scripture, one Bible, it's $5. So one Bible will last approximately 5 to 7 years in a hotel room. And that Bible will be picked up by over 2,000 people during that 5 years. So just think of the outreach that $5 will make, or the outreach that $25 will make. How many thousands of people you will be witnessing to through God's word in a hotel or motel. And when those Bibles have served their life in a hotel or motel, we take them out, we go through them, make sure that they haven't been had pages torn out or whatever, and we will take them to a prison, and there we will give them to inmates. And you may say, well, why are you giving them used Bibles? Because they don't always respect them that much. But we will give them their own individual testament that is brand spanking new. Sometimes people will take a Bible for some reason besides learning about Christ. I have with me a Japanese English Bible. On the one side of the page is the scripture in English, and the other side, Japanese. And it was a scripture like this that a man picked up in a hospital, took it home, and gave it to a friend. And that friend wanted to learn how to read English. And that's how he did it. He read Japanese on the one side and the English on the other. And after a period of time, he became interested in what the scriptures were saying. His heart was pierced by the verses from Mark chapter 7 that say, "That which cometh out of a man defileth the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, and thefts." He hoped he could improve by and by, and 4 or 5 years later, he attended a tent meeting, and he was drawn by those words that say, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He went in, and he heard the story of the prodigal son, and he realized the joy of salvation. And when this gentleman wrote to the Gideons, it was signed, "The Reverend Norichi Shibata, Bethany Christian Assembly of God in Miyoshi, Japan." Again, God uses his word in various ways to perform his wonders and to call people home. Now, hopefully, Pastor Walmer has bulletin inserts that were dropped off here. When you receive your bulletin inserts, look on the back for what we call a little check mark. Now, if you have a smartphone, you can take that check mark, hold your cell phone over it, and it will take you to the Gideon website, where you can learn a lot more about the Gideons and more testimonies that we have. If you don't have a smartphone, you can always go to their website at www.gideons.org and there look and learn about the Gideons International and how we operate. And having heard part of your Sunday school lesson, I was very much reminded of what the sole objective of the Gideons International is. And I thought I better tell that today because it ties in with the Sunday school lesson I heard here. And that is, our sole objective is to win men and women, boys and girls, to the Lord Jesus Christ. We have no other purpose but that. That is our main objective and the only objective. When you make a contribution to the Gideons, whether it's through a card, a program, or in any other way, 100% of that contribution goes for the purchasing of scriptures and the shipping of them. And now what we have, also a new one that is a program that young people are involved in, where a book called The Life Book can be distributed. They're trying to do this with eighth graders so that they can give them to friends in school. And other than that particular program, and military chaplains, all other distributions are done by the Gideons themselves. So that is an opportunity that we are trying, where we're not allowed to get into the schools, but children can give this life book, which is based on the Gospel of John, to other students, and it opens the door for witnessing with each other. Again, on behalf of the Gideons International, I want to thank you for allowing me to be here this morning. My thoughts and prayers are with those that have had a loss. They are also with Pastor Womer and his family and the surgery that his granddaughter has gone through. Again, thank you. And shall we have a brief word of prayer as I conclude? Heavenly Father, I do give you thanks for allowing me to be here this morning to share the work of the Gideons. And as Isaiah 55 says, your word goes forth and it will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that for which you sent it. May your word go forth. May the scriptures go forth, and they will reap a harvest. Again, Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for safety on the highways and the blessings upon each one of us that come through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. And I found the cards. They were right under my nose. We have in memory, in recognition, thinking of you, and in several other displays. They're very colorful. They used to just be in white and gold print now. And if you don't have the time to send the card yourself, send a little envelope to us. It's addressed to the Gideons. Tell us how many, fill out the information on the inside, put your check in it, send it, and ask us to send the card, and we'll do that for you. So we're more than happy. Again, thank you, and God bless.